Right now, a new study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention takes a look at binge drinking in America, and the news is not great for Wisconsin. For men, binge drinking is defined as consuming at least 5 drinks in a 2-hour span. For women, that's 4 drinks. Nationwide, about 1 in 6 adults say they binge drink. Here in Wisconsin, 1 out of 4 says they do. That's the highest rate in the country. And when binging, Wisconsinites drink about 7 drinks in a 2-hour span, which is right in line with the national average for binge drinkers. Julia Sherman is the project coordinator of the Wisconsin Alcohol Policy Project at the University of Wisconsin Law School. Julia, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Let's talk about this study first of all, Julia. I think we all have had a sense and a knowledge that there's a binge drinking problem in Wisconsin. This seems like a really big effort to put some numbers behind what's going on with binge drinking.
Exactly. You know, binge drinking is called the hidden face of the alcohol problem, and this study lets us look at it very carefully. For the first time, we're looking at and realizing that binge drinking isn't just a college problem. It occurs across the lifespan. And while Wisconsin has a serious binge drinking problem, it does occur in every state, including states we usually don't associate with binge drinking, like Utah.
And talk about the health risks of binge drinking. How big a part of the alcohol problem is it?
It's a significant problem. And the other part of it is people are unaware. You know, alcohol use is a risk in 7 different kinds of cancer. And 70% of the population is really unaware of the fact that alcohol use is part of, is a major role in whether or not you're getting mouth cancer, throat cancer, esophageal, breast, liver, colorectal cancer. Last year, the American Society of Clinical Oncology issued a statement where they talked about alcohol use is a cancer risk that's dose-dependent. So if you want to reduce your cancer risk, drink less. But most people don't realize that. The American Heart Association does not recommend any form of alcohol use to improve your health. And now it looks, if you look back at our liver cirrhosis rates, they've been increasing over the past decade as well. But actually, more people in Wisconsin die as a result of acute accidents that occur.
And on this show, we've talked about drunk driving as one of those accidents. That's one kind. We've also talked about the risk of falls for seniors who are binge drinking. So there's risks all across the age spectrum.
Exactly. And in fact, we've been seeing the percentage of people that are dying from alcohol-related falls, and the majority of them are age 65 or older. We've been seeing that number steadily increase in recent years. But we also see alcohol poisonings. We see people that are dying from self-harm that's alcohol-related. And then there are the drownings and the homicides. There are a lot of different ways that alcohol can help you kill yourself. And so that's a problem as well. So the fact is, it makes life more dangerous, and it makes disease more likely. If we all drank just a little bit less, we'd all be a lot better off.
This study we're talking about, it's pretty new. It's kind of unprecedented in the way it tried to measure binge drinking. Do we have any kind of indication that binge drinking is getting worse? We're having more episodes of binge drinking with more alcohol consumed.
It does appear that the binge drinking rate in Wisconsin has been relatively steady. When you look at binge drinking through the sorts of measures that have been repeated over a number of years, those numbers have been pretty stagnant, but they've been high and stagnant when we really hoped we'd see them dropping. And another thing to remember is that 9 out of 10 people who are binge drinking are not alcohol dependent. So when we talk about the need for additional treatment options, that's true. But additional treatment won't get at binge drinking because those people don't need treatment.
Talking to Julia Sherman from the Wisconsin Alcohol Policy Project at the UW Law School, looking at a new study on the scope of binge drinking in Wisconsin and around the country. Julia, did anything else stand out for you in this study as far as who is drinking and how much they're drinking?
Well, I think it was some confirmation of some things we'd always known in Wisconsin, that in fact, the white population has the highest rate of binge drinking, and as you know, the rate of white folks here in Wisconsin is relatively high. The African American and Asian populations have the lowest rate of binge drinking. Native Americans, slightly less than a white population, and then below that, Hispanics. So by and large, demographically, we pretty much learned what we already knew. But what really stands out for me is the issue that it occurs all across the lifespan. We can't think of this as a young person's problem anymore. We have to watch out for ourselves and our neighbors and our habits, and especially our senior citizens and our families. We need to watch our drinking habits all through our life, because people can unintentionally slip into binge drinking, affect their health, and make their living just very dangerous.
Is there a culture around alcohol that encourages binge drinking or maybe excuses it?
I don't think it's a culture. I think it's a series of very simply, easily defined facts. For example, alcohol is very inexpensive in Wisconsin compared to other states. We haven't raised our beer tax here since 1969. And it's funny, but two of the states in the nation that had the lowest beer tax is Wisconsin, which used to be the home to Miller, and Missouri, which used to be the home to Anheuser-Busch. We have kept our historically low tax rates, even though those corporations now have their headquarters elsewhere. Our wine tax is low, and so is our distilled spirits tax. And there are a stack of studies a half mile high that show that at 1,000 different price points, increasing the cost of alcohol by increasing the alcohol tax will slightly reduce the amount of alcohol people drink. The other thing that makes a big difference here in Wisconsin is we have alcohol outlets everywhere. Think about when you're driving home. There are a lot of places that you can buy alcohol. In a lot of states, you can't buy alcohol at a gas station and the grocery store and the big box store and the drug store. There are very few places in Wisconsin where you can't find an alcohol sales. And we know that a higher rate of alcohol outlets encourages people to drink more. So one of the things communities can do, because that's under community control, one of the things communities can do to reduce their problem of binge drinking is just hold off for a while before you approve new outlets. Think about what you want your community alcohol environment to be, and then judge applications for new places that want to sell or serve alcohol. Compare what they propose to what your community wants. Not every new alcohol license should be approved, because that also contributes to binge drinking.
Those are some of the recommendations from the CDC, limiting the number of alcohol outlets in an area. They also talk about limiting days and hours when alcohol can be sold. Is that something you're hoping to do more of in Wisconsin?
Well, sadly, we've been going in the other direction here. If you will look at it, a couple years ago, the legislature expanded the hours for off-premises sales, places where you buy alcohol and then you drink it someplace else. They moved it back to 6 a.m. from 8 a.m. So now you can pick up a six-pack, cold six-pack, at a convenience store while kids are still walking to school. The other thing that we're seeing in the state is the expansion of alcohol availability through something called Click and Collect, where people can buy the alcohol online, and then they go and pick it up at the licensed premises. There's been a debate on that in Madison and in a lot of communities throughout the state. Some communities like Mena are deciding they don't want to expand the availability of alcohol that way, so they've just flat out prohibited it. Other places like Fond du Lac have put a number of restrictions on it, and I believe Madison put a number of restrictions on it as well. Time will tell whether those restrictions were sufficient, but that's another way that alcohol becomes more available.
Are there other measures that you think would help? And you mentioned the taxes, limiting geographic area, limiting hours. Anything else that you'd like to see change when it comes to binge drinking here in the state?
I'd like to see a lot change when it comes to binge drinking. But I think it really comes down to is the availability and the cost. Those are the two factors that really make a huge difference. I will say that a number of communities are compiling some very interesting data used from OWI citations to determine where the place of last drink was served before someone got picked up for OWI, so we can identify those licensees that are regularly over-serving. We look for patterns. We don't look for single incidents, and it's about the location where the alcohol was consumed, not about the driver. But we've collected this data and now for years, and in the past two or three years, we've begun to compile it, and we see patterns emerge, and that allows local authorities to work with local licensees to improve their serving patterns so that everybody's a little bit safer and healthier.
Let's talk about people at the younger end of the spectrum. What do you think would help keep maybe those just out of high school, college age kids, people in their early 20s from starting on binge drinking?
Well, it's not so much starting on binge drinking, it's alcohol initiation overall. One of the things that communities can do that will reduce underage drinking is alcohol age compliance checks. A number of years ago, the state of Wisconsin had federal money they could distribute for this, and unfortunately that money's gone. But we know that alcohol age compliance checks are a very effective way of reducing youth access to alcohol. And no matter how much they talk about it, youth can't drink what they can't get a hold of. And alcohol age compliance checks are a great place to start. They actually don't cost the community that much. And in a number of communities, local citizens groups and the anti-drug coalition, they partner up with the local police department. And the community groups do the parts of the project that don't require a sworn officer. And the community picks up the time of the sworn officer. And in fact, through the collaboration, we can make sure that different outlets are training their staff to look for ID, examine the ID, and only sell alcohol to people that are age 21 or older.
We'll leave it there for now. Julia, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Good to talk to you. Thanks again.
That's Julia Sherman, project coordinator of the Wisconsin Alcohol Policy Project at the University of Wisconsin Law School. We talked with her about a new CDC study about binge drinking.